listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. 216-578-0850. Still to come, I caught up with Johnny Manziel to talk about his touchdown drive and play against Cincinnati, as well as what the differences are between being a college quarterback and NFL quarterback, the challenges, where he still needs to work to get to where he wants to be. That's coming your way at 2 p.m. today. Don't forget, tonight you can keep it tuned to ESPN 850, and you can hear the preview show with Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry. That's tonight on ESPN 850 and 92.3 The Fan right at 7 o'clock. Matt, Mike Pettine talking again, saying no need for wholesale changes, a lot of little things. So my question to you is, how do you go about, because we've heard that many times now, how do you go about, you know, getting through those little things, eliminating those little things, because little things may be little, but they're adding up to being big things.
Well, they definitely are. And I think if I were in that locker room and that was the message that was conveyed to me, just like anything in life, when you want to make a little tweak, you want to see that tweak pay off for you. Like, where's my dividends, okay? If I were, and what I'm talking about, if I were a linebacker playing a certain technique the way I wanted to do it, but yet it was compromising the defense. Maybe I lost in coverage or didn't fit a run gap a certain way, and the coaches have given me the freedom to do that. But now at this point, after having compromised the defense, they say, just do it this way. Tweak it, do this instead, right? And you go do that or make that little change or that minor scheme tweak, and it doesn't pay off, you start to question a lot of things. And so, but when you do get the buy-in of the players, and I think it's a great way to judge where this locker room stands at 2-7 with an opportunity to either go 2-8 or an opportunity to get to 3-7, is their buy-in to those small tweaks, and does it pay dividends on the football field and end up meaning a win for this football team?
Yes, they got to find a way to make it be wins. And were you ever in a situation where you felt like you guys were real close and you just kept messing up a thing here or there, and that's the difference can be, and clearly it is, the difference between winning and losing in the National Football League, and how did you guys go about fixing them?
Yeah, I mean, even like towards the end of my career in San Diego, we ended up making the playoffs as an 8-8 football team in a bad division, which, you know, we could see happen this year in the AFC South, and for many years prior to Seattle being the juggernaut that they've been, it happened almost routinely in the NFC West with the Rams at 7-9, the Cardinals getting in at 7-9, so on. Exactly. So you know you're close, and especially when you have the pedigree of winning the way we did, 3-4 years in a row of 11-5, 12-4, 14-2, you know you've got the people, and for whatever reason, it's not working. And in that situation, what really allowed us to buy in to some of the changes or to work extremely hard to get in the playoffs is we had to have that carrot dangling in front of our face and knowing there was an opportunity. The fact that we might have been 3 games back in our division or 3 games out of the wild card, whatever it might have been, but it's almost that Dumb and Dumber saying, so you're telling me there's a chance, so we're not mathematically out of it. And in knowing, when you look at your schedule, you go, okay, we've got a beatable Raiders team, we're going to travel to, you know, and you start selling yourself on, if we make these tweaks and if we play well, we're going to get in the playoffs. And that's exactly what happened. And so, as I've always mentioned, 4-12, my rookie year in San Diego was the only year it was a bad year for me in the National Football League. I mean, bad, bad. And we started off slow. We got some, and just, you know, I don't think we won 2 football games in a row. So, and it's tough. It's pulling teeth. And I think it's a difficult culture because what you have is you have vets, you know, in Dansby and Starks and McCown and maybe Dante Whitner at one point in Buffalo, guys that have had other bad seasons other places, but they came here as a part of a new wave to build on that culture, to overhaul. And what stinks is you've got young players that this is their first opportunity and first exposure to the NFL, and it's not going the way they would have wanted, you know. And so I just hope that those vets reach down to those young players and go, hey, it ain't over. Your checks don't stop until this season is over. Let's go. Let's crank it up. Film study, practice, execute, keep the tempo up, keep the energy up. because it's very easy in this situation to go, oh, woe is me, 2-7, we're not going to win the division, we're not, you know, our season's going to be, so on and so forth. But it's those veterans that have the experience, share that experience, and turn those young players around, because as we see, and we look at who's playing football now for this football team, it's, you know, that youth movement is getting opportunities, some via injury, but we're having to rely on these guys significantly.
Yes, we are. All right, we're going to take a break here so we stay on clock. We're going to get to Johnny Manziel right at 2 o'clock. So when we come back, we're going to open up the phones. We see you guys calling up. We'll get to you right after this. 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.